The very last mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is the idea that at the end of Shemitah, at the beginning of the eighth year, everybody gets together and the king, he reads from the Torah and shares with everyone a message of how amazing God is. I want to share with you two questions. The first question is, why is that necessary after Shemitah? And the second is, why does everyone have to be there? We bring the children, the men and the women. I understand the grown-ups, but shouldn't there be an age cutoff, an age restriction? If you're under a certain age, it's not worth being there. You won't be able to truly appreciate it. What's the purpose? So I think there's a lot of possibilities. One possibility is that just being there, even if you don't fully get it, sometimes is inspiring. So you pick up a little bit, if not everything. That's one possibility. But Rabbi Rasner has a beautiful explanation where he says sometimes it's not for the children, it's not what they'll gain, but it's a reminder to the grown-ups. It's a reminder that even though you want to grow, and even though you want to do everything in order to maximize your experience, growth only of yourself, not others, is not full growth. Full growth is where you say, I'm not going to do my best, but it's okay, because my lack of doing my best is going to help other people grow more. What exactly is going on? Yes, I won't have the most amazing experience because I have a four-year-old who's fetching and crying, but my being there with my four-year-old is a reminder to me that I need to make sure that he grows and she grows and they grow and we all grow. Okay, so that's why everyone's there. But why do we do it on Motzei Shemitah? So I want to share with you something that I saw on Erev Rosh Hashanah. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, I got two messages. The first message was that in the Shechianu, the first night, we should have in mind to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shemitah. And I thought to myself, wow, I truly live in this in Eretz Yisrael now. But it's one more thing that was added to it, which was so incredible, was that there was a video of the religious farmers in Shalavim dancing and singing as they left their farms. They're not going to touch it for a year. That's their entire livelihood. And yet they left Besimcha. Why do we need to go out at the end of Shemitah and have Hakel? It is a testament to how much we believe in God. We say, God, we just did it. We spent a whole year in an agricultural society observing your laws. Is there any possible way of showing how much we are committed to you? That's how we show the greatness of God. We have to celebrate together because our accomplishment is so great. Have a great day.